Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Behold his hands and his feet. Do not doubt, but believe. Behold his last breath. Tonight we come to the end of it. And Jesus announces the end of it by saying, it is finished. What's finished? Well, Jesus' life is finished, certainly. His suffering has come to an end. His work, absolutely, the work of Jesus is finished. And this battle cry, it is finished, it's a cry of triumph. It is a shout of victory for the people and the children of God. The battle to save sinners has been finished upon the cross of Calvary. The Son of God has done it. It's better to understand this battle if we go back to where the war began, though. The Garden of Eden on the sixth day. God creates Adam and Eve in his own image and his own like it, and it was good. It wasn't just good, it was very good. God planted in the garden for the first family every kind of tree of every kind of fruit you could imagine. All of them were for them to eat, to enjoy, except for one. There was the tree of the knowledge of the good and evil. It was an illustration. It was a children's message. It was a pedagogical tool. There was nothing magical about the fruit. It was just an illustration to teach them the difference between right and wrong. To refrain was good. To eat was evil. The tree was not for eating. The tree was for believing the word of God. God attached unto this tree a dangerous promise. In the day you eat of it, you will surely die. But Adam and Eve did not believe the promise. At least not fully enough. The devil tempted them to doubt God's word, to disobey. Did God really say? Did he really mean what he meant, or did he mean something else? And so they took for the fruit and they ate. And with that faithless, rebellious meal, they started a war between creation and the Creator. And there was enmity. Enmity between God and his creatures. Sin, corruption, and death now ruled over Adam and Eve. However, the Lord would not have it. And even though they deserved it, even though they deserved temporal and eternal punishment, the Lord did not give them that which they deserved. He comes down from heaven. He comes into the garden. He comes looking for Adam and Eve. He finds them hiding in the shadows, wrapped in a fig leaf, hiding in a bush. And the Lord promises unto them deliverance. I will put enmity, the Lord says. He doesn't say it to Adam and Eve either. He says it to the serpent. I will put enmity where it belongs, between you, serpent, and my creation. Between your seed and her seed. And he will crush your head and you will crush, he will crush you, you will, he will crush your head and you will crush his heel. Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, the first promise of the gospel. The Lord standing in the Garden of Eden, looking at the enmity between himself and Adam and Eve, and then declaring that he's not going to leave it there, that he's going to move it where it actually deserves to be. I will not be at war with humanity. I'm putting the enmity where it belongs, between humans and the devil, and I myself will take up the battle. I will fight for the children of man. I will become man, the seed of the woman, and the devil will crush my heel, but I will crush his head. Killing blow for a snake. Turns out that it's not just Adam and Eve who will die when they eat the fruit. Because you have eaten the fruit, I also, says the Lord, I also will die. But my dying will be your rescue. My dying will be your salvation. When Jesus offers up that cry of victory, it is finished, He recalls all of this back when the Lord declared war against sin and death and the powers of hell, back when the Lord planned the devil's overthrow, back when the Lord promised his grace to rescue Adam and Eve and the children of men. It started in the garden. It continued through Noah, spread through Babel, narrowed to Abraham and Judah and David, and the Lord was working his promise through the covenants of Moses, through the reign of David, through the preaching and the delivering of the patriarchs and the prophets, and through generations that were waiting and praying and watching until last at Bethlehem, a Savior was born. Jesus Christ, Son of God, becomes flesh, the seed of the woman, to destroy the works of the devil. Jesus then comes, he works, he preaches, he prays, he performs signs and miracles and wonders. He declares that the kingdom of God has come. He lives a perfect life. He is betrayed, arrested, beaten, mocked, accused, convicted, stripped, pierced, lifted up, and all of the sins of the world. From Adam and Eve's first shameful act of hiding from what they had done, every single sin of mankind had been placed upon the Lord Jesus Christ as an atonement for sin. He was stricken, smitten, and afflicted, and forsaken, and cursed, and crushed in our place. The curse that Adam and Eve, the curse that you and I deserve, the ones that we had earned for ourselves, is taken by Jesus so that we might become blessed. And now it is finished. The suffering of Jesus is finished. The salvation is finished. The sorrows of our joy, all of these are finished. And the death is our life. And his death is our peace and our hope and our confidence in every single dark hour. Because Jesus has done it. Johann Sebastian Bach, in his marvelous St. John the Passion, meditates on the dying of Jesus, especially at the moment when Jesus' head drops unto death. Bach sees this as a silent nod unto all of humanity, that he would drop his head in a yes. Imagine, we sinners watching the King of Glory breathe his last, wondering if this is our salvation, and Jesus bowing his head, nods unto you, and says, "It is finished." Beloved Savior, let me ask you, since you have now been nailed unto the cross, that you yourself have said, "It is accomplished," have I been set free from death? Through your pain and death, can I inherit the kingdom of heaven? Is this redemption for the whole world? Can you indeed speak of anguish and bow your head and silently say, "Yes"? And Jesus does. Your deliverance, your forgiveness, your salvation. It is finished. God be praised. And amen. It is finished.